Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
Thanks for joining us on the Business News Hour. On our newsmaker line is Tom Laughlin. He is the owner of Covia Productions in Wisconsin. Tom is responsible for something called American Barn Stories. That's a program that's been running on PBS for the past couple of seasons. Welcome to the Business News Hour, Tom. Great to have you here.
Thank you, Michael. Can you hear me okay?
I can. I understand you had a little electrical issue at your place of work.
Yeah, I'm in southeastern Wisconsin, and a fairly significant storm rolled through about an hour ago, knocked out my internet for a little bit. It seems to be back now, which is always a good thing, of course.
Well,
but, yeah, nice to have you at the other end of the line here.
Good, good. Tom and I, by the way, go back several years, and we made a connection through social media, interestingly enough. I was really interested in his American Barn Stories because here in Iowa, you know, we have a disappearing trend of so many of these elegant structures that have fallen into disrepair, but some people out there have climbed onto the bandwagon and been redoing them and restoring them. And I suspect that that's something, Tom, that you've seen across in several states. Would that be correct?
Well, that's very true, Michael. People, even subdividers, are realizing now that people love the barns. They want to see them saved where it's realistically possible because there are so many things that work against that. But to replace a barn with a pole barn or things like that, people are starting to realize the importance of the old wooden structures.
Sure.
So there's an upsurge in people interested in trying to save them. And I'm honored to be part of that. If anybody wants to help with the show, I'm just a one-man band here, Michael. I pull a crew together for video production when I need to. I've got some real seasoned veterans available to me from over the years of doing this. But basically, I operate as a one-man band. And it's frustrating for me to have such a challenge finding sponsors or finding support.
Sure.
If any company wants to support the shows, or any individuals that think this is important and have the means, I can offer a 501c3 opportunity so that they do get a tax benefit, tax break for any possible donations.
Very good.
So I do have that available.
You know, and we will have links to your company up on the radio blog as well. Tom, one of the, you know, going back and staying on the barn issue for just a moment, and this might sound strange to people, but there was a beautiful dairy barn on University in Clive, where 100th Street, just it would have been west of 100th Street here in Clive, which is a community that's contiguous to Des Moines. And it was a huge white dairy barn, and they tore the place down, and they put in its place a Kmart store.
Ah, boy.
Yeah, and, you know, I made a vow when that happened. That must have been 20 years ago. When that happened, I would never darken that door of that Kmart store ever.
There you go.
Yeah, and, sure. You know, and now it's some kind of a home furnishing store, and my bride said, well, Michael, we should go in there. I said, I'm not touching that. That is sacred ground. You know, that is where that beautiful barn's at. I'm not even going anywhere close to the place. But, you know, that I think that's, you know, that's the kind of passion I think that lots of people have about these old structures.
Well, and it bridges generations, Michael. From about 4 years ago, there's a great story that was captured in West Des Moines, Iowa, where the high school there, which bought the farm, literally, back in the 60s to start building out their high school. At this point now, 4 years ago, maybe pushing 5 years now, the school district said there was an old barn, which was the last remaining farm structure on that piece of property that had been turned into the school system.
Sure.
And the school district said, well, the old barn's going to have to come down. We want to expand the track field or do something.
That was at Valley West High School. It was called the Maple Knoll Barn.
You are correct, the Maple Knoll Barn. Well, through the grace of the Des Moines Register, that story is included in this latest program, which is the fourth total American Barn Story show. But I can't get Iowa Public Television to even return my phone call for over a year now.
Yeah.
And I'm so frustrated by it. I don't understand it.
Well, we'll make a call for you.
Yeah, thanks.
we will. Because I think, you know, and that's an important story. I remember that whole controversy very well.
in terms of the generations, Michael, the when the high school kids heard that the old barn's coming down, they pitched a fit.
Yeah.
And they masterfully accessed social media and got thousands of people to support the cause. And by George, in the end of it all, the school district had that barn moved a mile or two away, I guess it was. But one of the photogs at the Des Moines Register, Rodney White, put together a really nice 90-second time lapse of that barn being moved in the middle of the night. And that story is in the latest American Barn Story show. But like I say, I can't get Iowa Public TV to even return a call.
Well, well, they're just down the street from us, so we'll call them.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. But otherwise, like I say, if anybody wants to help or donate or support by putting their company name on the show, I'd love for that to happen. There's 501c3 payback, and I need to get out around the country, Michael, to catch stories from places other than here where I am in the heartland in the Midwest.
Sure.
You know? Otherwise, recently, if anybody, I've just starting to do some government video.
I want to ask you about that. I want to ask
shift gears into that?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. This is something that you're doing. You're helping various counties and various organizations better explain what it is that they do. And
correct.
Recently, you shot a video in a courthouse in a room. And it was, what I was really interested in, you had also shared some images and some video of how that all went together, the backstory of shooting a video. And so I want to spend just a little time on that if we can.
Sure.
Would you share with people what goes into creating a high-quality video piece for business?
Well, in the first place, a lot of experience doing it. You know, I've been doing this about 20 years plus. And as a result, I have a network of professionals I can outreach to. I got a call last August from the county I live in, Walworth County, their human resources department. And then first off, I've done work with the county before. They know me. I'm an established vendor for them.
Sure.
So HR called me and they said, hey, listen, we need some videos produced because of the fact that we chase state and federal grant monies, we have to demonstrate to those granting entities, those funders, that we are satisfying and aggressively pursuing outreach to our employees on the subjects like HIPAA, ethical standards, use of county vehicles, use of county computer resources, things like that.
Sure.
And that way they can verify and prove the veracity, if that's the word, of that they're doing their due diligence with their employees. So these videos, there's a total of 7 videos, and they ran, total running time about 75 minutes, about an hour and a quarter.
Wow.
And it took months to write the scripts, and they wrote the scripts for the project, and their HR director did a real nice job on those. So what ended up happening, Michael, is I pulled together a total of 4 team members, from on-camera talent to a DP, a director of photography I've worked with in the past, and a teleprompter provider all out of Milwaukee that took care of that function. And the woman on camera, her name is Holly Ignatowski, and she's been talent in upper Midwest area, Milwaukee, and surrounding areas for years. She's really good. So we lit her up against the dark wood background of this old courtroom. It was literally the main courtroom for Walworth County until they moved that court system out of town a couple miles and built new buildings and all that. So here we are shooting in this courtroom, and it's got the dark wood paneling behind her, and she looks great against that background and just delivers so well. We got done shooting. We got the 7 scripts shot within one very full shooting day, and a lot of people don't realize, unless they're in the business, a shooting day in the world of production isn't 8 hours, it's 10 hours.
Yeah, it's a long slog.
And you know how the time just evaporates when you're on location shooting.
Sure.
So we got that all wrapped up. I've delivered the videos. They love them. They're very effective. And I said to our executive administrator for the county, I said, hey, Dave, this looks so good on camera. This courtroom looks so good on camera. Can I use this as a location for any other counties that might want to come here and do for themselves what we just did for Walworth County? And Dave said, well, sure, that sounds like a good idea. So what I have now, Michael, is a location where other counties can come. And I might add that this is in downtown Elkhorn, and it's very southeastern Wisconsin. and very close to Lake Geneva. If that's an enticement to anyone, sure. It's just a beautiful lake Geneva is. We're so lucky to be by the water around here. But what I have now is a template where I can efficiently produce for any other county that needs it, for their HR department, for any other department, admin or whatever, I can produce these videos with an established seasoned team of veterans who can knock it out of the park and very affordably because of the template. I said to the county, these scripts are beautiful. Can I use these scripts and just swap out the different names sure. and whatnot as time goes by? And they said, yeah, sure. Sure.
So I think that this is important for individuals out there to understand is that what you're talking about is being able to work for Pope County, Hardin County, any county within the sound of our voice.
Exactly.
And do this in such a way that it looks good, it's professionally done, and you're covering some of the same topics and same issues. And because of email, because of all of the ways that we, you know, you don't have to be in the county next door. You can do this all remotely.
Exactly.
I think it's a great idea. It really is. And
well, thank you.
Kudos
to
you, sir.
Any county has the option. They wouldn't even have to come here, Michael. We could kind of,
sure.
they could phone this in to save overhead, and I could produce it here for them and deliver.
Yep.
And I'm just getting it out there. There's not a website for that right now. So anybody can call me on my 800 number. I'll be happy to send them the same LinkedIn links I sent to you. My 800 number is 800-914-7913.
And we'll have that on the blog as well, Tom.
Oh, good. Thank you. And the website for the barn shows, AmericanBarnStories.net.
Got it. All right. Okay. Thank you, Tom, for spending some time with us. Tom Laughlin, ladies and gentlemen, he is a filmmaker out of Wisconsin, a good friend of the NewsHour, and we thought, hey, why not talk to a guy that's in the business and find out what's going on in other parts of the country? Thanks again.
Hey, Michael, thank you so much. Nice talking with you.
All right. My pleasure, sir. We'll see you again. All right. We've got to cut on out of here because we're going to take a look at what happened today with the markets. What did happen on Wall Street? I can tell you it was a rocky ride, but at the end of the day, not so bad. We'll cover the numbers when we come back.